You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islama International. We are living in tough economic times. And the question is that, how do we survive in these tough economic times? What are our options and how do we really make ends meet? How do we add blessings to our sustenance? And I'd like to share with you some ways in which a person can increase in your earnings. And these are from verses of the Quran as well as a hadith. So we draw from the ahadith as well as the verses from the Quran, and that gives us the insight on how to conduct ourselves in this regard and how to gain greater blessings from in our sustenance. The first is taqwa. Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever fears Allah and keeps his duty to Allah, Allah will provide that person from sources he could never imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever places his trust in Allah, verily Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِ. Allah will accomplish His purpose, and Allah has set a measure for all things. This is Surah Talaq, verse numbers 2 and 3. The hadith speaks about the fact that if you place your trust in Allah as you ought to place your trust in Allah, then He will grant you sustenance. And if all people, وَلَوْ أَنَّهَا الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُ وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The people of the towns had believed and had taqwa in Allah, we would have opened for them blessings from the heavens and the earth. But they belied the messenger, so we took them with a very harsh punishment. So the first point to increasing your sustenance is to have taqwa in Allah. The second is to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. In Surah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but ask forgiveness from Allah, verily He is oft forgiving. He will send rain to you in abundance, and give an increase in wealth and in children, and bestow on you guidance and bestow gardens and bestow on you rivers. When we seek forgiveness from Allah and turn to Him in repentance, then Allah will increase in our sustenance. The first point was taqwa, the second was seek forgiveness, the third point is tawakkul. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu reported that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you are to trust in Allah in the way that Allah deserves, then He will provide to you, لَرَزَّقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ تَغْدُو خِمَاسَ وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانَةِ. They go out in the morning hungry and they return by the evening with being filled. Allah will provide for us in a similar manner if we have taqwa and we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next point is being constant in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu narrates that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O son of Adam, take out time to constantly worship me. I will fill your chests with richness and remove your poverty. And if you do not do so, I will make your hands filled with the occupation and will not remove your poverty. So by worshipping Allah, Allah will remove us from the condition of poverty. Ma'akal ibn Yasar radiallahu anhu reports that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your Lord, all glory and honor belongs to Him, said that, O son of Adam, take the time out to constantly worship me. I will fill your chest with richness. And O son of Adam, do not distance yourself from me, or I will fill your chest with poverty and fill your hands with work. So by worshipping Allah, Allah will then grant us barakah and bring to us means in which we can attain our sustenance and increase in our sustenance. So it is for us to take that step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, even reflecting on Allah, and this is the fifth point, When you reflect on Allah, وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. Thanking Allah, reflecting on His bounties, is a means to increasing your sustenance. So you thank Allah daily for the sustenance that He's granted you, and inshallah that will be a means to increasing your sustenance. Then another point is frequently performing Hajj and Umrah. This has been reported by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tabi'u, follow up a Hajj and Umrah. Continuously repeating Hajj and Umrah becomes a means of eliminating poverty and sins. It burns the sins like how a furnace eliminates dirt and impurities from iron and gold and silver. And an accepted Hajj, laysa lahu jazaun illa al-jannah. There is no reward for it except paradise. So when you perform a accepted Hajj, then the reward is paradise. The seventh point towards increasing in your sustenance is establishing family ties. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever is pleased with the fact that his rizq be increased and his lifespan be extended, then let him establish the ties of kinship. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reported that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever wishes to have his rizq increased and his lifespan be extended, let him establish the ties of kinship. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, learn enough of your lineage so that you can establish the ties of kinship, for establishing the ties of kinship increases the love amongst families and multiplies wealth and extends age. This is in Sunan At-Tirmidhi. So knowing your family lineage is also important. You know, people, and there are very few, you know, that really pay attention to this. I have one of my maternal uncles who has a passion for lineage, and alhamdulillah, may Allah increase him in his desire for this, as well as reward him for it. These days, you know, people say, nah, your first circle is only your family. Beyond that, that's extended family, you know. I don't pay much attention to that. And the hadith instructs us, and this is in Tirmidhi, that we should learn enough of your lineage so that you're able to establish family ties. So it's not to boast or to gain superiority or to make yourself feel higher than others. Rather, it is so that you can establish family ties. SubhanAllah, the eighth point is spending in the way of Allah. There's a hadith which says, Allahumma aati mumsikan talafan wa aati munfiqan khalafan. Each day the angels make dua for the one who spends. So if you'd like to increase your sustenance, then spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's special du'as that the person who spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attains. Another way to attain increase in sustenance is to make hijrah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he who migrates from his home in the cause of Allah will find in earth many dwellings and places to live. Whoever leaves his home as an immigrant unto Allah and his messenger, and death overtakes him, his reward is surely incumbent on Allah. So the time when hijrah is compulsory, when you are being constrained and restricted, when you cannot practice on your deen, that to make hijrah will be a means of opening your sustenance. Another point that increases our sustenance is for those who are single to get married. وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ إِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِيَكُونُ فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Allah says, marry those who are single, men who have no wives, and women who have no husband, and also marry the salihun, the pious and fit capable ones of your male servants and maid servants. If they are poor, Allah will enrich them. So we delay marriage by saying that, no, I want my daughter to complete her degree so she can pay back or she can give back to the family or the husband. The boy, he's not yet on his strong footing. If you get them married, Allah will open the way to sustenance. And if you have belief in Allah, then you know that there is no limit to the sustenance and the ways towards goodness. The 11th point to increasing your sustenance. Support a student who is in Islamic knowledge. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says there were two brothers that lived at the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One who would come to the Prophet, whereas the other one would seek sustenance by working. So the one who used to work to seek his sustenance complained to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about his brother and said, you know, this guy works, or he's coming here enjoying himself. I have to work hard. I have to give him all the wealth. And you know, it's not fair. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam simply said, it's possible that you are provided this because of him. Because of the one that is studying the deen in knowledge, you are attaining rizq. And sometimes we have situations where, you know, maybe the father passes on and the eldest brother has to work and fend for the rest of the family. He puts his younger brothers in the Darul Uloom or in Madrasa and he's going to pay for them. Someone decides to get married and he's going to fend for them, he's going to provide for them. And in that sense, he thinks that, you know, I'm wasting all my money in this way. No, by you providing for a student of deen, you are increasing your sustenance. In fact, you should go to the madrasa and identify students, say, I'd like to sponsor a student, and that would be a means of increasing your sustenance. Nabi Salsam said, and now this is another way to increase our sustenance, the 12th point, that showing kindness to the poor. إِنَّمَا تُنْصَرُونَ The hadith goes something, بِذُعَثَائِكُمْ That you are only aided in victory because of the poor amongst you. So by helping the poor, you then attain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The 13th point is being honest in one's dealings. Nabi Salsam said two parties of a transaction, they have the right to annul. Al-bayyani bil-khiyar, ma'alam yatafarraqa. And in the Hanafi mazhab, we say that this tafarruq means until the agreement has been reached. And then the Prophet said, "Fa in saddaqa, if they both honest, wabayyana, and explain the faults in the item, burika lahuma, Allah will grant blessings in that sustenance, in that transaction. But if they lie and hide the defects, then the blessings of that transaction are destroyed. Fa in kadaba wa katama. So by being honest in your dealings, you then get barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another is to make your concern the year after. And this is the 14th point. Zaid bin Thabit radiallahu anhu was with Marwan, the leader of the city, when he went to visit Abdurrahman and Uthman bin Affan. And Abdurrahman said nothing caused him to come here except at this hour except a question that he wanted to ask. So he asked and he said, Marwan asked about matters that he heard Nabi Salaam said. He said, I heard Nabi Salaam said, whoever puts this world as his only primary goal, then Allah will divide his affairs for him. And whoever and place poverty before his eyes, nothing will come to him of this world except that which has already been written for him. But whoever makes the year after his goal, Allah will gather his affairs for him and will place richness in his heart, and the world will come to him conquered and submissive. So if you make your goal the year after, you make your goal, your focus, that you'd like to attain Jannah and you'd like to work hard for that, then Allah will make things possible for you in this world. Allah will bring to you that to those transactions that will be beneficial to you. The 15th point is, strive to achieve the goal of sustenance. There is great importance in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse, عَلِمَ أَنَّ مِنْكُمْ سَيَكُونُ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى Allah knows that there will be sick amongst you. وَآخَرُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ There are those that travel on the earth seeking the bounties of Allah. وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ There are those who go out in the path of Allah fighting. فَقْرَوْ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ Read that which is easy for you from the Quran. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ Establish salah. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَقْرِضُوا اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا And give your zakah and give Allah a good loan. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ And whatever good deed you do, nafil obligatory acts of worship, then that is good for you. And you will certainly find it with Allah, better and greater in reward. And seeking forgiveness of Allah, verily Allah is all forgiving and most merciful. So, in this verse, and in other verses, Allah has ordained the day. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشَ We've ordained the day for you to seek a livelihood. وَالَّذِي جَعَالَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِلْتَسْكُنُوا فِيهُ وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرَةً Allah appointed the night and the day as signs and the day for you to seek sustenance. So when you have this objective in front of you, Allah will make it possible. Allah will make it possible. It's for us to work hard. And if we fulfill these various steps, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it possible for us to attain our sustenance with ease.